Good afternoon. Today on Yard Info, them kill Chen Sing.
No!
Guilty until proven innocent. Was the state of emergency an excuse to harvest fingerprints? New party in town.
That's right.
Too much party in town.
Bring up confetti.
Wyclef to run for Haitian presidency.
Candice. Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, this week we have Candice with us sitting in again for Nicole. I'm Andrew Hewitt and I'm here with Christopher.
Johnny Daly in the building. Hi, Candice.
Hello.
Boy, I like it, Andrew.
I like it.
Thank you for having me.
Every week. So I'm here alone, left over one side.
I get some visits, nice and cheeky right now.
But that's not fair. Andrew need somebody.
Need
he need a visitor to sit beside him.
We had him come here, man. We just have to take a look at peace.
Johnny.
Yes, sir.
I don't know if I can consider this one the lighter side of the news, but
I don't know why you put this on the first part of the show.
It's been the topic du jour for the past week in Jamaica.
Surprise?
Not at all.
Surprise?
Not at all.
Okay, I know the video has hit YouTube as well. I know it's out there, so they've seen the video.
It's actually,
you know,
been
honestly,
removed,
you know? I have not seen the video.
You haven't?
I've seen clips of it.
Yeah,
I've seen clips of it, but did they show the actual shooting?
Yes, man. Well, just of course for some background for our listeners, for those who may have been under a rock and haven't heard, TVJ on Friday night showed a video, an amateur video. Someone used their camera phone, mm-hmm. and showed a video of a policeman shooting Chen Sing, Ian Lloyd, in St. Anne. And, of course, the CCN report that followed said that...
Stark difference.
Yeah, very different. we're wondering if it's just a totally different report that, and they make a mix-up.
Yeah. When you read some... Because we have that blurb there that you prepared.
Mm-hmm.
When you read from the blurb that you have,
mm-hmm.
You see why the word edit is very...
Yeah, very important.
Very important.
Yeah.
Because it certainly was edited in terms of what happened, the reality.
No, I wouldn't even say that was edited. That was a totally different story.
I agree.
You mean chop out?
Yeah, I mean, more than edit, man. That was an absolutely different story.
So you wonder how much of them something there, right?
This is it now.
How much police shootings you wonder now?
Let me tell you.
And when the residents and say, I'm balling, so them leading up on TV, I say, Lord, they never did it.
Right.
You're wondering how much of those should you actually start
and
believing?
Sometimes there are Jamaicans who are saying, yeah, them for come off of the TV because the police kill a criminal.
Right,
but
right.
Then when you see something like this for yourself, you realize that maybe many of these people did have a point and were saying the truth.
Mm-hmm.
The argument is not whether or not this person is a criminal.
Mm-hmm.
It's whether or not they were gunned down in just as an illegal way by the policeman as another criminal.
There's no argument about Chen Sing.
Well, some people tend to have arguments, you know.
Really?
What are some of the arguments? You have some people who are trying to defend the policeman's action.
By saying what if the stone and fling could have busted the police head?
I don't. That one of the arguments is that he had a stone in his hands. I had to remind somebody that the last time them killed people with stone was in Jesus' days, and enough. All right?
But never about excessive force?
Apparently not. Apparently they have not heard. Another argument which I'm quick to refute is... Suppose it was your mother or sister he had killed. And, you know, my argument against that is, suppose it was your brother or mother or sister who the police came for, committed a crime, and did not allow your mother, brother, sister, family, whosoever it is.
The officer related to the victim?
No.
Then what is the question about them? That's another question.
This is what people are using to try to justify.
Is the officer, the person who come to deal with the situation, the person who's supposed to be sent by the government to mend the situation, or
who has better training than the rest of us?
Who's supposed to be responsible?
That's right.
You come there now, and you get jeers or whatever you feel, you powers you control, and you take the life, you left out the liar, the judge, the system, everything.
Everybody. You just circumvent all of that and decide you're going to take this life into your own hands.
Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
I used to one of them drop down in a jail, you know.
Heart attack.
Yeah, about it too.
Yes.
What a thing. Never expect it.
I wonder if I look a guilty conscience, I will make him just drop down all of a sudden.
Pressure!
Listen, that same police officer, he had suffered 2 major heart attacks the year before, I think.
Okay, so, I reckon or something.
Him heart no good for long time.
Exactly. So I know that him do that,
about,
you know?
About timing. Bad lifetime.
In more ways than one.
Him hard luck.
You know what, though? It's ironic, you know, because this policeman was up for a commendation for
apparently
taking out 3 criminals last December.
What?
Who had tried to rob a Cambio.
What?
But when I heard about this, I thought, well, all right, everybody hailing him as a hero. If this video hadn't come about, we'd be hailing him as a hero again.
All right, hear what happened now.
So,
hear what happened now. Me not going to put the 2 things them together.
No, well, I put them together.
I'm not doing it.
I put them together, and let me tell you why I did.
Yeah, they fought the judge now and the whole system.
No, I decided that I had to look back at what took place in December. It was December of 2009.
Yeah.
And
so you read the CCN report.
Yes, Johnny. I see, yes, you are. Go on.
It's all a script.
Before I got to the CCN report, you know, there was a star that reported, just a brief report, that there had been a shootout in Ocho Rios.
Yes.
Policemen gunned down 3 criminals.
Yes.
An undetermined number of guns were seized.
Mm-hmm. Undetermined.
The Gleaner then had a little more details, but all their report said was, while confirming the seizure of firearms, the police were not yet able to confirm how many. This is Tuesday, December 8, 2009.
Mm-hmm.
There was also a report by the one of the other news media that said that there were 2 men who went into the Cambio with guns, apparently. This is the story. Who robbed the Cambio. And there was a next man waiting in a Honda motor car across the road.
Mm.
One of the reports stated that that man was found dead behind the wheel when all the shooting had subsided. You explain to me how, as a gunman, you are in a shootout with police and you're still behind the wheel of a car. The final report by the CCN, later on, the first report I gave you for Tuesday, December 8th, was afternoon. The second one was 4 in the afternoon later on. This is the final CCN report.
This is very interesting, by the way. Yeah.
Now a fourth man come into the picture.
Yeah.
And I suspect a fourth man come into the picture because the previous report said that most of the money was recovered. Coincidence. So now a fourth man come into the picture who, quote unquote, escape.
With some of the money.
The next thing that was very troubling was that the CCN report only made mention of a Beretta 9mm pistol, serial number N6591Z, that was found.
Regular gun.
3 gunmen in a big shootout in the middle of the day with police. 1 Beretta 9mm pistol found.
You know what I think?
Speed shooter, man. It sound like enough.
What them there do? Them there share the gun?
Sound like.
Or the other one, them just there go pipe.
No, just the oil bust, you know, it sound so, like plenty.
You see, what has been happening over the years with regard to these CCN reports and these police reports? Criminals.
Didn't you read the part where it says, don't damn the CCN reports? Did you read that article?
Let me tell you, I'm not even one of them.
Are you saying that there are people are lying at CCN? Are you saying that
It may not be the CCN. What I'm saying is that the lies are coming to the CCN and they're not checking on them.
And they just report.
They just pass it out.
Spill it out.
Yeah.
Oh, it goes through their regular editing channels. I think I remember that part of it.
We're back to editing again.
Yeah, they must edit up.
I think
Candice.
It's all a script, you know. Like, them have everything on a piece of paper.
Of course.
And when something happen, them give whoever them must give and say, read this and tell the public.
Acted suspiciously.
It's all an act.
Accosted by police.
Yes.
Shootout ensued.
Escaping nearby bushes.
Don't leave out
exactly.
That one. Exactly. Yeah, one of our readers on the blog actually suggested that we sell our nearby bushes to the Americans in Iraq.
Alan,
because they could do with our nearby bushes to escape some of the times.
Alan is looking for something happening.
nearby bushes, and we know no bush near New Kingston.
Exactly, it's a concrete jungle.
So, yeah. Very troubling.
You guys
very, very troubling.
And today.
What also is troubling is the fact that you have people who are trying to defend these actions. My take is, and I think Johnny has been saying the same thing, you're a criminal, we have a justice system, you should be tried, found guilty if you are guilty, and pay your time. Do your
that's
time.
What the law is about. That's why it's there. You understand?
Right.
It's about for you. Use it, man.
Yeah.
Use it. You know, the whole crime could have been done, you know. Them could have called an ambulance. Look how simple it could have been for the police them now. They've already beat up the man and get beaten. Fine.
Beat out in daylight.
Beat out in daylight. Yeah. They can't throw the stone. No, the little pebble. Yeah. When you see the pebble, if you watch back the video,
that's
the
right.
Pebble pulled on him hand. Like, yeah. For the pebble, and it's like a big
that's
rock.
That's all week and week.
Then him flimsy through it now. And when you see the police walk over, I'm aiming to myself, lad. Let me hear bap, bap with two big button, you know, beat him structure. Mister, them still a beat a man there. Kind of like him foot them broke from his head from two go up a hip.
Yeah.
Right? So like them now move. And then it's like one little and I move and him a catch by one side. Mm. No, it was kind of cruel still. Very cruel. Very, very cruel.
I mean, in light of what happened with, I don't know if you remember, Kentucky kid a few months ago, sometime last year, who reported that police had come.
Yeah, that one them mad.
Beat him at his house.
That one them
and mad. After he made a report, and a journalist suggested to him that he
recorded
set up right some videotapes, and he did that, and they came back and then beat him again and his wife.
Beat him
we
like
watched
what?
That, and then here weeks or months then after that he was in shootout with police. This man is an aspiring artist, married to a Japanese, so he must know him serious about the artist business.
Yeah, yeah. You wonder. Listen to me, I said to you, mm-hmm. Serious thing. You wonder how much shatter in a uniform.
And how many people have died and we've been given the script. Shootout with police.
Oh, we've definitely been given the script. Me just wonder how much shatter are we wearing stripes. Me could move on.
What was the next topic, Candice?
Guilty unproven innocent was the state of emergency an excuse to harvest fingerprints.
Guilty until proven innocent. We say, Papa, it was a state for harvest. Fingerprint?
It seems so.
Because...
Go ahead.
Because according to the story now that you gave me to read, them just a fingerprint people. Left, right, and center.
Remember the numbers that we quoted, 4,181 people.
It that's
in.
Right.
This government is cheeky beyond measure. And the state of emergency was just called...
Fingerprint them backside. Listen, what you mean, Andrew? What you mean? Them forget fingerprint.
Why?
What wrong with the fingerprint? Nah, hurt them.
So, the police...
Government doesn't have their fingerprint.
You wouldn't mind if they come take yours then?
Them have mine.
No,
I travel to family, I go to a foreign country, you have to get a fingerprint.
I think I'm a criminal, by the way.
No, them have my one.
No, but the
listen, this is a message to you. Them have my fingerprint. So what? Me now, I'm not a criminal. Me not planning for nothing bad with my life. Eh?
Yeah, well,
if you find my fingerprint somewhere where my crime scene, come ask me. Am I one?
There are two.
The next thing, Andrew, this country don't keep fingerprint record very well.
That is a question. Because it may not be something that's safeguarded. We have an officer just 2 years ago admitting in court that he fabricated a witness so that he could win a case. And now we have people's fingerprints who have not been charged with a crime, who have not been accused of any crimes, who we don't even suspect of any criminality.
You just
have their fingerprint and record.
You have any relatives where they get scraped up?
Not relatives.
Friends.
I know of people who were scraped up.
So it's a personal thing.
You understand? And
story
of as you talk about a personal thing, it's a matter of privacy too.
Okay.
You know,
do
we respect privacy in this country?
You have a visa?
They have my fingerprint.
Then you have a problem going up there every time and then
they have my fingerprint for a reason. I had a choice.
What's
and
the
I
reason?
Made a choice.
What's the reason that they have
because
your fingerprint?
Because I chose to travel.
No, but what's the reason they have your fingerprint?
The United States improvement in security since 9/11.
So they can check just in case something happened while you did there if you was a part of it.
And once again, I had a choice. I was not scraped up. I went there. I stood in line. And I submitted myself to them, fastening to my business, and I gave them my fingerprints.
But you don't have a problem.
I had a choice. What I don't what I have a problem with is the principle of you having my fingerprint. If I choose to give you,
right.
I don't have a problem with that. If you come take me off of the road, you take my picture, you have my fingerprint.
But what else am I going to do with them in there? I mean, it must have been very boring for them and them. Some must activity must have taken place.
So they needed some form of activity.
I leave them the fingerprint.
Listen to me now. The next thing is how it was done, Johnny. Because in the when the state of emergency was first called, there were no provisions for this. And what they did was, as you know, the attorney at law, Bert Samuel, said, they sneaked this into the emergency powers provisions when the state of emergency was extended. This is something that was done underhanded. I mean, it wasn't even made public to so individuals would know this is the case. And typically, under the Fingerprint Act, only a judge can order that an accused person.
You mean
provide
like they tip it to with a pen and go in and change the law
at night? Is that them though? You know, the dead of night. I mean, if our Fingerprint Act says that you can't do this, and you're going to put this into the emergency post to circumvent the Fingerprint Act, that doesn't seem like something wrong with it.
Well, then that's how our government ministry they were working.
Well,
like, you
never realize what's going on. Then all the time we have podcasts, where you say that going on.
In
understand.
In addition to what Andrew is saying, if you're not charged, the law says that they're supposed to get rid of your fingerprints. So you're not supposed to be on any kind of record if you are not charged.
So they can get rid of them then?
Within 3 months, they're supposed to be expelled.
So hold on. Let me ask you this. Wouldn't you say that they had a right, for instance, they picked you up in a what they would term as a trouble spot or a curfew. Right. They are searching for criminals. They have a database with fingerprints. They take your fingerprints and run it through that database. What other kind of system would you suggest that they use?
That's not what they did, though.
No, but I'm asking. I'm giving you a reason. I mean, I'm saying that to me would make sense.
It would make sense if they did that.
If you run it through, I'm assuming that that's where you take my fingerprint.
But that's not what they did. It would make sense if they did that, you know. You make a very salient point.
So if you come up nil, then you destroy that record.
The two problems there is that they didn't take it to match against anything. They took it to add to the database or create a database and the ostensibly. And the second point
is, they have voters for none them areas.
The same emergency powers where I told you that they added it to.
Yeah.
The line actually says that this data is to be preserved. It doesn't say that after 3 months they can get rid of it. The line says it is to be preserved.
That sounds like a lab in America, like a movie. Where they might preserve something for you. So then
and let me just give it to you exactly.
Come back.
Any information so obtained, this is if you seize them under emergency powers, may, after the release of such person, be preserved.
Well, them have a database for sure. Trying to get catching a dragnet in Andrew.
Next.
Your fingerprint gone into the database.
There's a new party in town.
Johnny.
Yo.
Make a full of party, man. Every weekend is a party.
Mammy Fatale.
What the name of this new one?
NNC.
That one, yeah. Well, here comes the musical thing called the new party. You don't know, it's all about the New Nation Coalition. Yeah, man. Come join the party. New Nation Coalition.
New Nation Coalition started by Betty and Blaine.
Yeah, I know that lady.
The first problem I have with this party is...
You got straight up problem, man.
The first problem I have with this party...
What are you telling Paul problem?
Is the abbreviation.
What abbreviation?
NNC.
Why? Why want to NNC? No, honestly, what to NNC?
Say it fast, 3 times. NNC. NNC. NNC.
Anansi.
Anansi business this
one. You're Anansi a while ago. You don't say it
fast
Anjo.
3 times.
Anjo, pull up our chair close and tell you. She's definitely coming. How you should come with.
No, sir.
You bring one by somebody. You hear NNC. NNC. NNC.
Anansi.
It sounds more like Hennessy.
Them come with me.
You're being too hard on the ladies' party. What do you mean?
Well,
Welcome on to the party club. Now we're in the party capital of Gambia.
Come on, man. Haven't we tried the third party in Jamaica? Not once, not twice, not three times, many times before. Ras Asta still there, they are struggling.
Still has tried. Still has tried. Go on, try Ras Asta, black. Push hard. Push hard.
Let them teeth the man sand, the man still has tried.
Push hard.
Every parish them over by election.
Our 4 or 5 party come in our place now, so we have real choices. We got them busy. You can't imagine how much money I push one election time. Four people, five people go for the thing.
You know, Betty and Ben was involved in the starting of another party with
yes, you know.
Who was it? Antoinette Cardenas.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. You go deep, man. You do research on
them. They didn't go anywhere. Go as deep as to find out that they want to get a couple hundred votes.
Yo, tell you something. I know. Well, I know that. Honestly, if you decided that you're going to start a political movement, you certainly can decide, say, you're going at it for the short term.
That's
if you truly decide, say, start a political movement. Because a political movement with vision means that you try and come with such a force of right on your side in terms of how you see things should be or should be run. You're coming with a strength of an opinion backed by all of your credentials and the years of experience, and obviously the belief of other people. So if you think that you alone that will come and make the thing happen, maybe it will not happen with you. So that's the first thing I'm gonna say to the New Nation Coalition, that not in our political system, you have to decide, say, give a couple century. I really think,
Well, I tell you, what is in her favor, I see two things as being in her favor.
Yeah.
She has the experience of starting a party which flopped just 1 year after.
That's
so she knows the mistakes that can and will be made in starting a party. And the second thing is, she's actually a historian.
Mm-hmm.
And to have a good appreciation of history is something that's very important in anything that you do.
Yes.
So I'm pretty sure she's not going to come in this wide-eyed and thinking that everything is going to go, you know, be hunky-dory. She knows the struggles and all the tests that she's up against, and I'm hoping that she would use those as markers to not make the same mistakes and to perform better.
It's a huge, huge, huge responsibility to give yourself up for public offer, and public life is not easy.
Mm-hmm.
And this is from somebody who have lived a little bit of it, public life.
Yeah,
you know,
a little
climate.
Bit.
Yeah.
All right, Miss Alan.
So we are fake.
No, but with all of that said and done, I don't expect them to do anything.
You're not, listen, there's not a chance.
That's NNC. Not a chance. Oh, God. A Nancy party. Another party. Well, another political bid.
Yeah.
Wyclef Jean.
Running for Haitian presidency.
See the bop, 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 bop. And the man, you
know. Oh!
Him up sing them to glory.
Apparently. No, seriously, what is Wyclef Jean going to do or promise or offer as a presidential candidate for the people of
Haiti? What do you mean, what is he going to do?
The poorest nation in this hemisphere.
Fiesty.
Well, answer me.
My final question, fiesty.
Answer.
No problem. Let me tell you what I'm going to do. Just as soon as we take care of the tax thing. we are going to do now. Far now. You're bright. Yeah. Why do you think an artist could not be a president of a country that is the poorest in the world?
I'm asking.
The bright people, them. The bright people, them. Never did nothing before. All them bright people, there. Never do nothing.
So Bunty can run the prime minister then.
Bunty can go run in music. But Wyclef Jean.
No, I understand.
Bunty can run in music.
So what you're saying to me? What
they're
you're
both saying to me?
Hello. First of all,
yes.
Bunty killer deal with music. Bunty is already leading his own political movement. Named the poor people governor.
Okay.
So you don't need to enter this proletariat.
I understand.
Artists and DJs pressure the ministers into inviting them to Garden House. So they don't need no movement politically.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Wyclef needs to take that worldwide love we have and appeal and take it home to Haiti and use through the music, which is late. Listen, I've never been there, But certainly what has happened there
yeah.
have brought so much of Haiti's story out to the world, right? They must have been living under a rock to not have noticed.
That's right.
So clearly, Haiti being the poorest, there's no way, tell you something, first of all. There's no way Haiti really should be poor right now in this hemisphere.
Shouldn't.
That's crazy. Crazy.
History has shown that.
That's the reason why Digicel gone down there. Mm-hmm. So it's not like investment can happen, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting to what I've read about Haiti. Because I have another side of Haiti where the tourism
they
section.
Have a exactly.
The tourism section, boom. Cruise ship go one place where
exactly.
Black half would do a wall.
Many people don't know that they have.
And they have a nice inside pretty light anyway at a beach where they're going.
A
to
tourism
Caribbean.
Industry that would benefit even more from greater investment. They have a good
listen.
Industry.
Any piece of the islands in the Caribbean, right? That's all.
Uh-huh.
If them get all back, because some people are holding it back,
mm-hmm.
the money now circulate. Remember, say Haiti is a part of another landmass. We named Dominican Republic. Una Bataso.
Yeah. No, but Haiti's history. Haiti in 1804 became the first.
First independent
Caribbean nation. Mm. As a matter of fact,
no.
The first independent nation.
First independent,
nation.
Mm. In the Western Hemisphere.
The first place in the Western Hemisphere where
black slaves took
their liberty.
Real
but
thing.
Guess what happened? The other nations could not, they had to make an example out of them. They could not allow them. They have had a history of the United
That's
States,
think,
Spain, and France.
That's why I think it's time for something.
Holding
new.
Them down.
Because with all of them bad people will come after that and that and that and that and that and that and that, the Aristides and the people, and well, nothing could not better.
Them never all that. I mean, Papa Doc and Baby Doc never all that bright. Them, they just thief and wicked.
Fugees.
Oh, gosh. But I mean, all in all, with all of that, I am not sure that international appeal is going to be enough for Wyclef Jean to lead them out of where they are. I mean, he can win, you know.
I'm not sure that political structures globally
mm-hmm.
want him to be
That's
president.
I know those
and does
have
he have the potential? We don't know.
Yeah, well, you know that has a lot of bearing, though.
Well, if things are going,
yeah.
Let's leave it at that.
Yeah, well, listen. On a lighter side, now this is a serious, the first part serious now. You have 5 people who were shot recently.
Nothing we do here is serious.
A drive-by.
You hear what the lighter in this country?
Not heavy though.
5 people
and
were
Johnny,
shot.
Heavy,
the man
heavy.
A drive-by, you know, I must say a Toyota Vitz. Shot at the people them. And drive off and the car broke down.
And you laugh.
That is the lighter side of it, Johnny.
So the people in the perpetrators. Getaway vehicle broke down.
Yeah. No, come on.
So what happened to them?
The man them escaped on foot.
In nearby bushes.
Yeah, so that was that CCN report.
No, that was the scripted. Well, I don't know.
Only in Jamaica you can go up on a drive by and the car no good.
That sounds like a police car.
Oh,
mix
seriously.
Up. No, that's all like something the government never forget to fix.
Let me hear the one that never
no.
shit.
Why is there that funny one, yes or no?
Well, your boss.
My boss.
Your boss. The initial thing that we were going to speak on was the fact that he had yet to get legal representation, but lo and behold, this morning. The man of lawyers now, Dudus has...
My boss?
Yeah, man.
No, my boss? I'm trying to take it to another level.
Dudus has gotten legal representation now.
Then the United States government cannot have him there and don't give him legal representation.
Well, he had a court appointed lawyer, sir, but now he's gotten lawyers who he will have to pay.
Who is that? Who are those people?
Lawyers from New York, a New York firm.
Okay.
You have the paper there with you. Mr.
So them
Sisu
get
and
me have the paper.
Next one there. But
so hear me now.
Hey.
Mm-hmm.
So him appear them this time. You sure about that?
Well, he's supposed
to. The last thing I read.
Hey.
And I'm just saying. So maybe our listeners on the podcast can check.
Yeah.
You know, fact check this one. You and I. Last thing me hear
mm-hmm.
is that them no lie and not take the case until them know say the money clean based on US government system.
That indeed, I believe what they call a NIDIA certification.
So based on what you're saying now, that went through and
I can only imagine that if they decide to take the case, they have satisfied themselves that...
No, the government the government needs to be satisfied.
You hear what I said? They have satisfied themselves that they can prove to the government that the monies that they are getting there, they're supposed to get from him, will not be tainted.
Okay.
I mean, I
just want them to fact check it for something.
Listen, you have.
No, man,
you have something in your hand, man. I want you to give a shout out, Johnny.
A shout out
to some of our Facebook friends.
Facebook friends.
That's right.
Shout out, what that? It's Chia Thomas. Lance Cameron, big up yourself.
Yep.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I'm not. Ooh, an expert. Elvis
Oliphant.
Ladies and gentlemen, Elvis.
Elvis, me nah lie, the name, yeah. Yeah, me know, yeah. Elvis. Let's tell people, say, yeah, Elvis, say, yeah. Foreigner meet people, and then say, what's your name? And I say, Elvis Oliphant. Me know the Oliphant put you in a problem. Me never say nothing more. Big up, who's this person now, darling?
Allison
Hill.
Allison
Hill. Because I think about name and pronunciation, I'm a boy bad at it, you know. It's not read, me can't read here.
That
but
is it.
You have come with, I say Allocin, but then it never sound good, you know. But it's Allison Hill, and this is Monique Heath.
Yeah, Monique Heath.
Wow.
Bless
so,
I have many
more, you know.
And, I mean, there's one other person. By the way, for the rest of you, if you don't hear any name, no worry. We have full it more podcasts.
Many.
But,
how come you don't want to talk about that story?
There's one other person.
How come you don't want to talk about
that story?
Okay.
You know, I like to call her. She uses an alias on Facebook, and the alias is I call it Thunder Derriere.
Thunder Derriere.
Yes.
You know she not fi poop, huh, yo.
Yeah. The actual name that she uses on Facebook is Thunder Batty.
Lord, so, then why you say it, man? What is wrong with Anjo?
I was trying to know why you using that one.
Thunder Batty. You know what poop on
body? Airplay.
Airplay. Internet. Yeah, go parade with this
oh,
one.
Oh gosh. By the way, she actually is based in Russia, you know.
Russia?
Yeah, so.
A real thunder batty that in Russia, there. You can imagine when she leg on the one of the scud them.
She's responsible for many of the fans and many of the downloads that we've been getting from Russia.
Thunder, so, big up yourself.
Big up all the way.
China
have
no matches
Facebook
on Thunder when she leg.
So, is it sure that they are talking about
it? There's two accused unlicensed doctor ordered to do psychiatric evaluation.
Talk to me, what happened?
I feel them feel low, the man.
What
10 years in my practice in the district. Yeah, nobody ever complained to the law yet.
So when you said 10 years,
leave him alone.
My practice without a license.
What, nobody not complain? You hear nobody go to the people because the money are killing.
So hold on. The man treat people and heal people. And
the man said him putting him application and they refused to tell him what I want.
But he said also that him not doing any
Major surgery. That's
so
right.
There is no real problem.
No, there is no real problem.
I mean, cut off no years and
me can just walk in our community and call myself doctor.
Yeah. Listen, Andrew.
What would I say to you?
Andrew, you hear me say to you? If you listen to that, you want me to call me. Just not going to come up on a piece of plot, man, a piece of land for free. I said, church. What would I tell you, sir? You're not the blood of Jesus a while ago. Already somebody know the Bible besides they call them deacon.
I just met them go on.
And you talk, testify.
Yeah, we need somebody to remind people, forgive generally.
Listen,
too.
As you do that, man, trust me, the baddest bad man that come in to make a noise, yo, if I'm in any counseling, me girl.
Yeah.
You're good,
but,
man.
Boss, no, man, this man.
No, this particular doctor, in no work.
I was getting to practice him for 10 years.
That's what I'm telling you, love him. For 10 years. Low him then, man. Listen, if you never come with a practice for 10 years, they have so much pillar equipment and well placed, well set out.
When get them
in
the
place on TV, nice and decor, well proper doctor office.
Medical equipment and why you pillar man, and tablet and all the medicine set me from.
From the money earned as a doctor for 10 years.
Uncertified doctor.
But in nobody now complain.
Only in Jamaica.
Listen, man, that's what we know, say. No for them pill there. Psychology,
ladies and gentlemen, you can always get in touch with us through yardinfo@gmail.com, yaadinfo@gmail.com. We're on Twitter, twitter.com/yardinfo, facebook.com/yardinfopodcast. Johnny is also on Twitter, so make sure to follow him
at Johnny Boss. You don't know
SS Johnny Boss. So just link us up on Twitter. We're glad to have you for one more week. And guess what? We'll see you next week with the lighter side
of
Jamaican
news. Time done already?
You can't stay with Candice, you know, me gone.
Me can't stay.
Bye.